This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
This is the pipe, Danny. This is the pipe from me in high school, sir.
From high school, sir.
Did you know we're doing, I don't know if I'm supposed to announce this or not, but if I'm not supposed to, I'll cut it out, but we're doing merch for the show, and In High School, Sir is on one of the shirts.
I need one of those shirts, please.
Well, I'm not in charge of it, but Marika will send you one.
Thank you so much.
Marty, now's your time to come up with a catchphrase to be on a shirt.
You're fired.
I mean, there's so many from when we used to do those dumb videos in the office all the time. There's so many of those characters. Sleeping with the Fishes is one. Waka Waka is probably someone. The most. Well, I don't know if Waka Waka is the one, but it's probably up there.
Week, let's get straight into this, fuckers. Holy I'm thinking. Shit.
Do you regret this segment at this point?
Of course. But if I stop now, it's a failure. At least if I go till they cast, it might have been made to last. I'm gonna go here and
on them. It's kind of crazy that they haven't announced it. Like they need to start making the next Bond, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Well, the other one came out in what 2021?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And it was already and ready to go a year, 2 years before that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't see it.
It was good.
It was fine.
You know, I had a dream. Problems. I think because I knew I was doing this today, I had the most realistic dream last night that I was doing my own Bond of the Week, but it was Mr. Tumnus of the Week. For a Chronicle
That's really
of Narnia
funny.
Reboot that doesn't exist.
Mr. Tumnus of the Week.
Wow. We should start doing that. We can pivot.
Yeah. Who would it be, though?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like James McAvoy's the goat.
No, and he literally.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, what about Murray Bartlett? And I was like, Ellie, that's so on the nose. You're so annoying. Come up with something different.
That's what they would do, though. They would do the
Yeah.
But it is, yeah, it is true.
Yeah,
that it's on the nose.
They would cast on the nose. They don't do the interesting thing. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. You know, that's why I have never been in anything.
It's interesting. Yeah. I'll say Andy Serkis. I really liked him in Andor. And I think he can actually play a pretty dapper gentleman if they give him the chance.
I think I want Paul Mescal.
Who are we talking about, Tumnus?
Oh, you were talking about
I was
Bond?
Talking about Bond.
Yeah. Andy Serkis is Bond?
Why is Mr. Tumnus a dapper
To be
man?
Fair, he could be both. Yeah. Mr. Tumnus could be easily Serkis. I mean, that's an obvious choice.
Mm-hmm.
Once Khan said Mezcal, I was like, oh, she's talking about Bond.
I was talking about Tumnus.
What?
I thought it was Tumnus.
This is the Venn diagram that needs to be made. Who can do both?
Allie, you've thrown a real wrench in this already.
Sorry.
Yeah. Tumnus and Bond are now forever intertwined. They can't be untangled.
Yeah. Well, then maybe my Bond of the Week is James McAvoy.
I love that.
I think he has the range.
He does have the range.
Yeah. You know what I might have to say, actually? I might have to change my Bond of the Week. I might have to change it to Steve Buscemi because, as we all know, the wand chooses the wizard, and now the Bond is choosing the lizard from Monsters, Inc.
Mm. What's that guy's name?
Wow.
It's like Stew or something.
Stew?
Yeah, what's the lizard's name?
In what? In Narnia?
In Monsters, Inc.
Oh my God. What?
Randall Boggs.
Yeah, thank you.
Is he, he's the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
But let's call it Randall Bond.
Good. My Bond of the Week is going to be Andy Samberg.
All right. That was just a little icebreaker. You know, I wanted to go straight into it, kind of warm Jake back up to the idea of this whole Shabazz, because you haven't been on for a couple months. I think the last time might have been, what, Gash Cab?
Don't take a huge sip of cold brew after you ask me that. I think I was on since Gash Cab. I think. I hope so. I'm not sure.
We
I
should
guess
do
maybe.
Rash Cab.
Why?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess please
it doesn't
don't
have to happen.
Please don't.
I guess that
do
would have been better a better first one than Gash Cab,
well,
which
we did
was
Hash what Cab.
Oh, you
which
did.
Which was about yeah. It was
didn't
about,
you already do a like skin disease game?
Yeah, I did. What was that? Rash or gnaw?
Probably. There's
and
only
you wonder
a
why
few
I take months in between guesting.
We got to talk about St. Patrick's Day. It's today. It's also Pyle's birthday. I think I might specifically not wish him a happy birthday this year. Does that make sense?
That's good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. That way he starts to sort of question, like, did I do anything to upset Jeff? You know, like what?
I don't think he's going to question that.
Mm-hmm. He knows that you really? Baselessly hate him already. Like, he won't question that.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you go the other way. Just overdo the celebratory
see, that is funnier, but I would have had to have planned like a delivery. Like, right. I would have had to have sent him a kind of expensive gift.
And then he'll be like, are we that close?
Yeah, he'd be like, what the fuck is this? Is there? I mean, he doesn't live in the city.
Yeah. You just call a local upstate.
Florist?
Yeah, a bakery or something. They could make a drop-off happen for sure.
That would be really funny.
I think I'm gonna work on that right now. Hang on.
Yeah.
Cool. If you can get him like a roast.
Yeah. Oh, I love. Yeah. And then the note could just be like, "I know this is your favorite."
Yeah.
I pulled all the strings and I got you a roast after all.
And after hours. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
What do you mean?
We're giving you the idea.
You want us to take over while you do your research?
Why don't you guys do that? Why don't you guys, I mean, because here's the thing, right? I did an episode yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was, what was it? Mm-hmm. Me, Amir, Casey, and
Emma.
And oh, they really brought crew. A lot of, it was a good crew. They brought a lot of energy to it. They gave me the benefit of the doubt that the episode might be actually fun to do. You guys are coming in expecting, I think Marika's the only one open to it being better. And so I'm...
that's a pretty big projection on me, and I don't think that's fair.
This is a pretty big projection on me, and it's just like a projected sandwich. There's no way you could have known.
Oh, man.
So let's just, you know, let's recenter. Let's stay grounded, please, if I can ask this of you guys. And you guys just wax while I figure out the best birthday gift for Pyle's axe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I, speaking of staying grounded, I went to my chiropractor person yesterday, and she said that that's a thing I need to work on just like bodily and mentally, because currently my body is acting like this, like a
oh, it's rising
over,
like a rising tide,
like a bodybuilder.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, I've never done this, but can you send me Pyle's address?
Yeah,
I know it's road, right?
Nope, it's not. But hold on.
Yeah, you did think he lived in Rye, New York for like a solid 2 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, the point of that story is that now I'm constantly thinking about how tense my body is, and it's not doing wonders for me.
No, totally. I'm the same way. I'm listening to you and I'm realizing that I'm also like this.
Just like a little hunched little gremlin energy is what I bring to the world.
I'd like to talk to you about exposing your body to extreme temperatures, both heat and cold.
You love to do that.
And I think it's done wonders for my chronic pains in my body. So I don't know. I feel like getting you a little cold plunge, it's in the cards.
Have you gone to the spa that we...
I heard from Micah that it was bad, so I decided to not go.
Quick update, I found a florist that is perfect, and I'm going to try and get him the biggest bouquet I can afford right now.
Wow, I'll Venmo you $50.
And I want it to look bad. Okay, great, because I think it's going to be $100. do you have that address, just in terms of the...
I put it in the chat.
Yeah, you did.
And there it is. Okay, I'm going to mute myself so I don't actually dox him. Actually, you know what? I'm going to not mute myself because I can censor it because we're not live.
This is true.
Why do you have to say it? Oh, are you calling? He's going to call. He's going to get a phone call, right?
That's really funny. I'm bummed to know that Michael went because I was going to offer my coupon to him for Liv in exchange for cash.
Wow. And he would have taken you up on that, but now he knows that he doesn't like it. And you're out. Because he took Liv.
Yeah. So. I knew it would happen.
I haven't used mine yet. And I've been gifted other gift cards to that place. So I have I have two massages.
I think the one in LA is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for saying that.
I think ours is just like bougie, new Brooklyn vibes. But I
Bridge
was
and Tunnel
intrigued.
Vibes. I think it's like a lot of...
Bridge and Tunnel.
Micah said it was just like very, very crowded and people were like leaving towels out everywhere. Like,
okay,
just high traffic. Not a good
ideal.
Turnover. No.
I was really intrigued by the snow room though.
Yeah.
And I did want to go there.
Yeah, maybe I'll
just
go.
For that.
The snow room is interesting. Okay. Jeff, you look so like dialed in.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to sending people unwarranted and unwanted gifts, it's like maybe his biggest passion.
Right. It's where he shines.
Yeah.
Where do I not shine?
Where do you not shine?
I guess everywhere else.
Really? What about having hydrated looking hair?
No, I think you're generally a dry guy.
Yeah.
You have the dry eye, you have the split ends, you have the dry, you have eczema.
That's necessary. Yeah. I think for a while there I had psoriatic arthritis.
And what happened?
I still have it. It's just been
like
a while.
Psoriasis?
What's that? Qu'est-ce que c'est? I'm going to Paris. Well, by the time this comes out, I will have gone to Paris.
Really?
Really?
You're going to Paris?
I thought you were going in a year.
No, I'm going for a year.
No, you're not.
What's actually happening?
Oh,
next
you're studying
to how long?
Abroad?
You're
I'm
going
studying
Saturday?
Abroad, but that's going to be domestically. And then after that, I'm going to go to Paris,
What's the matter?
You don't say
you don't
easy.
Like when we talk about your personal stuff on the podcast, but you say everyone else's address.
Let's just rein it in, all right?
Wait, so you're seriously going to Paris next weekend?
Correct.
For how long?
It's on the HeadGum calendar.
Yeah, for how long?
The better part of a week.
And I will be checking the calendar.
Where are you going anywhere else? Or are you just going to do like a long weekend in Paris?
The plan is to be based out of the Le Troisième Arrondissement. Make on trip daytime trip to somewhere else. But we're just gonna go to the fucking train station and then just decide there on the day.
Right. So you're going to Paris for 5 days, then you're going to fly back to Los Angeles?
In a way, yeah.
Wow. That's quick.
If it fits, it ships.
Do you need Rex?
When I was young, when I was like six. I'll take Rex, but I'm not going to necessarily promise you that I'll go to where you suggested. Does that make sense? Like Anya sent me this museum recommendation. It looked incredible. It was Le Musée de Chasse Nature. And I was like, oh my God, that looks incredible. I'm going to go. But then if you send me, I just have to be honest about this. Like if Marika sends me something and it looks like horse shit, I'm not going to go.
Jill sent me a really cool bar. I actually went to like two really cool bars while I was there.
Harry's?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'll find out. But there's also a cool little restaurant that gave me food poisoning and I threw up and shit myself for 36 hours while I was there. So I can let you know. Yeah, oh, it's called, definitely. I think it was called like Clown Bar or something.
Oh, wait, that place gave you food poisoning?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that sucks. I almost went there.
Yeah, it was
bad.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was like everybody else loved it, and I had food poisoning from
it. That sucks.
It was a good old time.
I turned 21 is on the phone in now, Paris.
Did you really?
That's pretty
sick. Were you studying abroad?
I turned 21 on... Hello?
Yeah, it was fun. I went to a bar that was like
Is it possible to place a same-day delivery order today?
Ask if they can write a note, by the way, Jeff.
It's going to...
I do feel like I have some pretty good...
New York?
Paris Rex. And... One of them is a museum, but it's a museum full of animal bones. It was crazy.
Oh, that's
cool. Museums are overrated.
It's kind of
I've never been to a good museum.
If you
I'll
can't
say
today,
this museum, one room full of bones, you're in, you're out. You see that's some good. Weird, you see some like weird animals. There are weird fetus bones in the way back, like human fetuses. Wow. They look like little gremlins.
Well,
I think about them all the time. They haunt my dreams. I didn't take a photo of them because I was afraid they would curse my phone.
Yeah.
I
feel cursed knowing
museum.
About them.
Yeah.
Jeff, did you get that order? Or did they say they couldn't do it?
They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it, but that's not the only option. All right? It's not the only option.
Uh-huh. Okay. Jeff, you should go. My one recommendation that's a genuine rec, probably the place that I enjoyed the most was a museum full of animal bones, and I think you should go there.
Okay. Wait, is that the Chasse de Nature?
I don't think it was that.
All right.
I think it is the Galerie de Paléontologie.
Okay. I don't want to give notes on your French
Did
accent.
You take French?
Did I take French?
Or are you just doing Duolingo?
I took French in high school.
Nice.
Oui, très
bien. Oui.
C'est vrai,
yeah.
C'est vrai.
Bon ben.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
I said bon ben.
I know, but that's what's that in French.
Yeah. That was my favorite place. You know, did anyone go in the catacombs? Those were cool.
I went the first time I went to Paris.
This is so fucked up.
I've been
it's
twice.
Like everyone in the greater area is working against me giving Kyle flowers. Why is it that everyone seems to be out to get me all the time?
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Really?
Do you, I mean, maybe there's like a grocery store cake that you could get him.
That's true.
Maybe we could like send
really,
a photo.
I think sending him an unsettlingly large bouquet is really funny. And he'll just that's going to be the thing of like, why? We're not close like that.
Right. They should be really romantic seeming too.
Yeah.
Dozen
like
roses.
Not celebrate, not celebration flowers.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep waxing. Don't let me get in the way.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Jake, I know what you mean with museums, but I like ones that are weird and niche and like strange. I can't believe that's why. How is this still in business type of museum?
Yeah.
Like,
that's how I'm starting to feel about all these florists, because like none of them are fucking open.
Don't tell us to wax and then interrupt us with your shit. Allie was about to tell us about a museum that she went to.
I know. I didn't. Yep. I won't.
I went to the second largest museum of like collection of taxidermied frogs once. Cause I was, wow. I was sick wow. and I was like a bunch of people were going on a trip. I couldn't go on the trip. And so like me and one person left over who's like there to keep me company. Cause they felt bad. We were like, that's an activity. And it was actually so cool.
Where was this museum?
Yeah, it was in Croatia.
I was calling to see if you guys could do a same day delivery today. I know it's kind of really cool, but I was just wondering.
I feel like great. Museums, like awesome. If I could like snap my fingers and be in one and experience one, great. But I wouldn't.
So I'm just not ever waking up,
seeking out a museum, going in, paying the fee, wandering around, finding the exhibit.
It's for my friend's birthday, but I kind of want to inconvenience him with how large the bouquet is, if that's possible.
I can't believe he's giving this back.
Within reason. Like, I don't want to, like, stress you out. And I also, you know. So, yeah, you know, yeah. But you get it.
They don't get it. You get it. You get it. I want to annoy my friend with flowers. In a you vase understand. Would be,
well, no, in I'll, a I'll vase. Do just hand tight. He has vases, I'm sure.
Don't call it a vase, obviously. Say vase.
That works, yeah.
I'm a really fast museum goer. I'm like really speedy.
So the name is Andrew
and
Kyle.
And I can't. Too.
I can't deal with like stopping and staring and at a piece of art for 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, sorry.
That's another thing. I need to be moving, and if I'm in a museum with a group of people and they're they're appreciating art, I'm like, okay. But then inevitably you go through the whole entire thing, and you have to go
and then you have to walk back,
circle back.
That's the worst.
I once realized I needed to break up with someone because we were incompatible museum goers together. It was like.
Yeah,
they were miles behind me, and I was like, I can't live my life like this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
I gotta keep
true.
It moving.
I think
go ahead.
I just like to go for what I want to see. I'll just speed through. I'll look at both sides of the room. I'll be like, hey, let's get a little painting.
Yeah,
maybe I'll
birthday,
stop and look at some brush strokes, and I'm on my way.
But it's G-E-O-F-F.
I feel I like some really basic museum stuff. Like I would go to the Met and just like. Look at Picasso's or something, like what you're supposed to do. You know, the first museum. I like field trip museum stuff. I'm not like cultured enough to be going any deeper than that.
You're not like searching for exhibitions.
I don't think so. I'm like, okay, I have an afternoon free. Should I go see a Monet, I guess?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good
but
vibe.
I mean, I would never do that. I would never do that.
I'm not cultured. I'm trying to think of one really weird museum that I went to when I was in London one time was like a museum of like advertising like boxes, like old cereal boxes, old like product design stuff. And it was just like a really dark, winding couple of rooms like packed with a bunch of old like Tide boxes, and it was really
it's done. His address. She
Did
said she got out? The assignment. I said happy birthday, love Jeff. I think it's the funniest version of this to me is just it's kind of actually a nice gift, but is it's just it? A little yeah. off. Yeah. It's like you barely wrote anything. Why'd you do this?
Yeah.
So
she's getting what kind of flowers or anything?
Yeah, what is this?
She said, what are you
like?
Looking for? And I said, I want it to just be as large as possible. I said, somewhat comically large. And then she said, great, do you want it just stems or in a vase? And I said, initially I said in a vase. And then I was like, actually, I that's going to cost like another $40. So I was just like, just the stems is fine. He has a vase.
He has a vase.
But
don't
you don't know what
that.
The flowers are going
to
be?
I don't care. They don't need to be beautiful. They just need to be plentiful.
They just need to be big.
We have to take a break. I'm sorry. We really do have to take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because...
you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We're going to fuck up some rice. Burnt rice. Ruined rice. Unapologetic when we fuck up some rice. We're gonna ruin some rice. We're gonna fuck. Bet you'll see char. Bet you'll burn rice. Bet you much soy. Bet you'll soil sand. Cause I feel like burning some rice.
Why is it always?
I'm in the mood to fuck up some rice. Cause we're gonna fuck up some rice.
Is anyone else home?
No.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I constantly have a version of that song stuck in my head that Gossip Kings sang.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, I know there's apples in here. And I think about that all the time. So I'm glad that now you now have this to go along.
We're gonna fuck up some rice.
You shouldn't be allowed into France.
What if I solve the strikes? All right, so we're clearly not keeping up with international politics. Got it.
I mean, I'm aware they're striking. Yeah,
Jake is. You guys didn't laugh.
Just kind of in shock. Like the thought of you like holding down a picket line sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Negotiating with a French union, given your limited high school French.
I mean, you just say qu'est-ce que c'est repeatedly.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Failing Duolingo.
That's really funny. During negotiations, just be like, qu'est-ce que c'est?
No. No.
So you don't know anything. Even
that's
in English, you don't know
it.
It turns out it only took the better part of a week.
5 days and done.
All it was a dumbass American in Paris.
Do you guys have any notes on those lyrics? I want to get them perfect.
The sand one, I do want to circle back to, because it did kind of feel like at that point you were making up words again.
Yeah, well, no, it's just that the song is really fast. Do you mind if I do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to fuck up some rice.
Burnt rice. You can't slow it down. There's no track.
Ruined rice. Unapologetic when we fuck up some rice. We're gonna ruin some rice. Bet you'll see char. Bet you'll burn rice. Bet you too much soy. Bet you'll soil sand. Cause I feel like burning some rice.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood to fuck some rice up. Cause we're gonna fuck up some rice.
Bet you'll... What was it? Bet you'll
see soil sand.
Well, there was
bet
that
you
one.
You'll see soy. Char. Bet you'll burn rice. Bet you too much soy.
Bet you too
you'll
much
soil sand.
Bet you you'll soil sand.
Yeah.
What
the
does that
lyrics
mean?
That you wrote and chose.
Does... Everything it was a pleasing track. I actually really enjoyed it.
The music was great, but I'm wondering about the lyrics and my performance.
I thought the lyrics
really
were great. They were it was really
bet
good
you
except
you'll
for
see char. Bet you'll, you'll burn rice. Rice.
Bet
you bet
you'll too
much,
much
soy.
Soy.
Bet you you'll soil sand.
Why that?
Why which why part? Why you'll burn rice?
Bet you you'll soil sand.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
On a very basic level.
Okay, so if you're... I don't like diving into my lyricism, but basically the idea of this song... And
if you
albeit
don't like
being,
diving into your lyricism, why did you sing the song back to us slower and ask what we thought about the lyrics? It's not like you needed to dive into the lyricism.
I also didn't ask you to define the lyrics so much as I asked you to define what you'll soil sand means.
The narrator is setting out to ruin rice.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rice.
We got that part. Right.
Right.
And so that's going to entail seeing some char, burning the rice. Maybe it's burning because you've added too much soy. But also, ultimately, what you will be doing is soiling sand. Because to me, as we've kind of established, it's the consistency of sand. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Rices. I see. soil sand, which is, no, we don't have to move on because you're saying you'll soil sand, but you're the one ruining the rice. And then you're singing to someone that they will soil the sand. But
yeah, it's kind of like in the spirit still of the original song lyrics, which is Beyonce saying, we're all going to collectively fuck up the night. But in this case, it's we're going to fuck up some rice.
Right. Okay.
I want to ruin some rice.
Are all of those in the Beyonce song, do they all start with bet you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Bet you use more soy. Why wasn't it that instead?
I don't know.
Things to ponder. But I, in general, really liked the song.
Yeah, I thought that was nice. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome to Realer Jake, op-ed edition. So this is going to be an either-or game. This one's called Realer Jake, op-ed edition. So basically, half of these are real New York Times op-ed article titles. And then some of these are just op-eds that Jake would write for sure. So
great.
You just guys have to tell me whether I'm going to read out these headlines and you tell me whether they're real or Jake. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should know these.
You should.
Because I'm me.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know your opinions better than we do, but I think we have enough of an idea. Yeah. And I think you have a strong enough personality that we know what you would write and what you would, the opinions you would hold to be true. So here we go.
I told everyone what I think about museums. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
ChatGPT and the human mind. How do they compare?
That's got to be NYT. I don't give a fuck.
That's correct.
Yes.
Here we go. Why I think brown employees shouldn't have health care, from the co-founder of HeadGum.
Trick question. That sounds like a Marty.
Correct. No, that was okay. You know what? I'll give you that one. That was you. But I'll give you.
I'd rather you right. Got
men should wear more pink.
New York Times.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Feels like that was in the Times like yesterday. I feel like that sounds like it came from 2008.
Yeah, definitely.
I think everyone wears it enough of the right colors. It seems fine. I've never gone out and been like, there's not enough pink. Marty's been wearing a yellow sweater, which I think is a good representation of the color yellow.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Why I redirected charity funds from a 24-hour live stream to my personal checking account.
I mean, you're accusing me of doing that, but I didn't do that. And I wouldn't publicly write an article.
It was Jake. How to get kids to hate
it. It has to filter through my account, by the way. It has to filter through my account so I can dole it out appropriately.
We got to fuck up some eyes.
Yeah.
How to get kids to hate English.
I think New York Times.
Correct. It's a real opinion.
Interesting.
Article. How to get kids to run errands for you for as little pence as possible, like the olden days.
Halcyon wallets don't mail themselves, is what
correct.
I'm saying.
Why Jesus loved friendship. We're gonna
think,
fuck
Allie?
Up some rice.
You think that's me?
I kind of feel like it's you. It'd be fun if it was.
That's a real
op-ed. It would be fun if it wasn't. Well, that's a question that I've asked before in like religion classes, because, you know, I'm Jewish and I don't know. But I was like, did Jesus have friends? Did he have like a friend group? And my teacher was like, well, he had apostles. I'm like, that's not the same.
That's not the same.
Yeah, that's like saying everyone who works at HeadGum is my friend. Only some of them are. I don't know anything about Michelle. I've never met Narissa. And guess what? Angie's never in town. She doesn't even live in LA. I know them. I'm like on good terms with them. Are we friends? Absolutely not.
Really? You're not friends with Michelle or Angie or Narissa?
I think Angie and I have a sort of rapport.
I could see that.
Sort of like a,
you're friendly.
Jim and Dwight thing.
You're friendly with everyone.
She's sort of the Dwight to my Jim. Bet you'll soil sand. All right. What euthanasia has done to Canada? Sorry. What euthanasia has done to Canada?
Jake's always talking about that.
Yeah. I like
Real
the cadence
op-ed.
Of that. Really. It had a prose that was interesting to me. Euthanasia in Canada. It's like, that's nice.
Which hole feels better for the girl? I'm genuinely asking.
Jesus, man. Come on.
I feel like I really wish it was the New York Times.
That's going to be a Jaker. All right, here we go. A love letter to doing Molly at your in-laws' Thanksgiving 2 years in a row.
Ooh. That has to be a new, it's like lame enough to be a New York Times thing. This person is microdosing Molly and pretending that it's cool.
That was a Jake one.
Really?
We're gonna fuck up some rice. All right, time for our next segment. By the way, just a quick update on the pile birthday gift of it all. I mean, this fucking florist just swindled me out of a $20 delivery fee. Oh, it is further out than I thought. It's going to be $20 more. Fuck you. I gave you the address on the phone. You saw what it was. You quoted me $85. Now it's $105.
They know you. They know you're a mark, dude. Yeah.
They know I'm a martyr. And I'll die on the stake for my friends. Listen, we got to talk about something real about this show.
Okay.
One of my catchphrases has become, fuck you guys, at the top of my lungs, right? I feel like I've developed some sort of chip on my shoulder. You know what I mean? And so I feel like I could afford to be a little less angered towards y'all. But also, let's be honest. I mean, I'm also met with a lot of vitriol every time I'm on the mic. So I thought, what's that?
I was agreeing. I feel like you are, it's an antagonistic relationship between you and your guests.
Yeah. So I thought that we could sit here and just kind of learn about anger the way a child does. So I found this British audiobook about anger. It's called When I Am Angry by Michael Gordon, a children's audiobook read aloud on how to overcome anger.
So feels like work you should do for yourself outside of the pod rather than on it. It's just
fucking focus here. Sorry.
Who's the narrator?
I haven't heard. The narrator is going to be, I don't even know. It doesn't say. It does not say. It is not Michael Gordon, the author. It is a woman's voice, I believe. But let's try and work through this together. We'll if you guys want to pause and make any points, just let me know. Just say pause and I'll pause it. Here we go.
Okay.
Can't hear anything.
Are we supposed to be able to hear anything?
Wait, have you not heard anything this whole time?
I think we stopped hearing stuff like after the theme song.
Oh, yeah. Like when you sang the Rice song, that was just you a cappella.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Were you playing music?
Yes.
That's why I was like, you're not singing it with a track. You can go slower.
Okay, well, now I have to do it again. Yeah. We're going to fuck up some rock. Can you hear it now?
Now we can hear you.
I can hear you. You're good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Did you just hear the applause?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Here we go. We're gonna fuck up some rice. Ruined rice. Burnt rice. Unapologetic when we fuck up some rice. We're gonna ruin some rice. Bet you you'll see char. Bet you you'll burn rice. Bet you too much soy. Bet you you'll soil sand.
Soil sand.
Better, right?
Yeah,
for
what's
sure.
The buttered line after rice. What's the line after you'll soil sand?
Because I feel like burning some rice.
No, because the lyrics are like,
because I feel like burning some rice. I'm in the mood to fuck some rice up.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Christ. All right. What were we? Okay. Here we go. This is the audiobook.
Story Vision Studios.
It's cute.
All right.
When I Am Angry by Michael Gordon, illustrated by Max Larin. As you may or may not know, it's not fun feeling mad. It's even worse when you're angry with your mum or your dad. So, when anger comes around...
Sorry, can we just give it our full attention?
You said we could pause.
Were you asking for a pause?
I was asking for applause. For my commentary that shows I was paying attention. Thank you.
I really didn't mean to lash out at you like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just
I zoned out, so I'm glad that we paused because now I'll start listening to the next part.
All right, let's just really focus up because I'm at my wit's end.
It comes around and wants to ruin your day. Get rid of it fast so you can continue to play. For the most part, Josh was sweet and as fun as can be, except when he lost his temper. Which was often.
Can I pause for a second?
Yep.
Right. So Josh was fun and as sweet as could be, except for when he lost his temper, excuse me. You're like a piece of shit all the time. I don't think that you have the like redeeming qualities that this child Josh seems to have. Like, if you get rid of your anger, who are you? You're still kind of dumb. You're boring. You're dry. You're all over the place. You're addicted to caffeine.
Dry, so, physically
you're too dry.
For sure.
Yeah. So I just want you to know that, like, I wouldn't relate too much to Josh, but maybe he has some, like, coping mechanisms that you can pull from.
Okay.
You can play.
So you think if I wanted to solve my anger, at least, you think I need to develop, like, more of a personality in general?
Yeah, in general. Yeah.
Today's angry mood started just after morning play. Josh wanted cake before lunch, but his mum said, "No way." Josh started to breathe heavily, his heart beating fast. He gritted his teeth and hoped the feelings wouldn't last. Mum taught Josh a trick to stop anger from ruining his day. Pretend anger is a ball and throw that ball far away. Josh threw three big balls of anger as far as he could.
Okay, we can't hear anymore.
Nothing. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see the audio. I can see the illustrations now.
It's nice to know what Josh looks like.
Yeah.
Balls of anger as far as he could. Before long, it was all gone and Josh was feeling good. He sat down and ate lunch and had cake when he was done. Mum was proud that Josh had battled his anger and won. When Josh was at the park with his sister later that day, they saw a black and white cat that Mum said was a stray. Josh wanted to keep the cat and take it home with them all. When Mum said no, Josh got angry. He threw an anger ball. Although it made him feel better, he was still really...
Yeah.
What's an anger ball?
I think it's the illustration that we just saw where it's Josh like throwing a ball of his own emotion.
It's like, it's like a rage ball. It's an imaginary ball that he
I was envisioning it was a physical ball. When I was little and I got angry, I would go hit a tennis ball on the wall. So that's what I was imagining.
Yeah.
This reminded me of something I saw yesterday, which was like a kid skateboarding down the street with his babysitter. Kind of like chasing after him. I think he was like 8 or 9 years old. And she kept on yelling at him to like stop at every stop sign. And then at one point he's just like rolling down towards the stop sign. He turned at her and yelled, "I hope I die." And he was so angry. I was like, my God, I'm so happy I'm not this poor woman.
Although it made him feel better, he was still really mad. So his sister suggested a trick she learned from their dad. Dad said when you feel...
He had an angry father.
Dad said when you feel so angry that you just want to shout...
I was making fun of Josh for having an angry dad.
Take a deep breath, count to four, and then let it all out. This worked well for Josh. Soon he was back to enjoying his day. Until he was in the front yard later, trying to play. Some big boys were heading to the park to play.
Shouldn't need to do this many. Like, this is a lot of like
active
coping mechanisms for like
normal stuff. His default is like
hair trigger. I'm so fucking mad that I can't keep a cat, that I can't have cake. He's just always ready to lose his shit unless he's like holding his breath. I don't think. Maybe Josh is a lot like you.
I think he should have been able to keep the cat. I think that's a mistake on the mom. They have room.
It would teach him some responsibility. It would be an emotional support animal. I do want to circle back to Jake likening me to Josh, which I don't think is fair.
Isn't that a compliment, though? Because earlier...
It's an insult to Josh. Yeah, because earlier I was saying Jeff is a piece of shit and Josh is like otherwise fine, but it sounds
we're gonna fuck up some rice.
Is this how we find out that
Jeff is Josh?
Yeah, Jeff is Michael Gordon.
This story is about me.
By the way, we didn't talk enough about how Michael Gordon is like so close to Michael Jordan. And we actually had a joke in the Gordon sketch. It was an Off Days Gordon sketch with John George where he's like, then why are the shoes called Air Gordon after the best basketball player of all time? Michael Gordon. It was like, it's Michael Jordan. And he's like, really?
What are these?
What are these? Can we all agree, and you know, but just maybe by a show of hands, this guy should have been, this kid should have been spanked. Like, he gets angry because he was never over dad's knee.
It's fine to be angry, Mum said.
Not like this.
But don't let it ruin your day. I'm proud of how you've calmed down by sending anger away. The end.
You know, I feel like that's a lesson that a lot of adults need to learn, even still.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Don't anger balls.
Don't let anger ruin your day.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a little counterintuitive because I'm a little pissed, I have to say, that you guys didn't seem to be really fully paying attention, giving it your whole J-cussy, Alossy, Murray cussy.
What does that mean?
What
does that mean? You guys didn't give it your all.
But what is that?
How can you tell?
I was like, by what metric? The fuck is wrong with you? We're gonna fuck up some rice. Plugs, what do you guys have going on? What do you, we gotta get into this pit wall record, which by the way I have to skip because I didn't watch the episode.
Oh my God. Just be there anyway.
I can do that.
Well, you don't want to, obviously. I don't want to. We could have recorded with Pyle in the morning.
Well then Casey would have had to been up at 7.
That's true. Well, my plugs, listen to the pit wall. This episode, obviously, Jeff will not be on, but he's on some other ones. Ideally.
And I'll be on Monday.
He will be on on Monday. And I'll be after on. This comes out. And I don't know how many episodes ahead we are, but if this comes out before March 30th, we're doing a HeadGum happy hour because... Yeah, that ruined my day. We're doing a HeadGum happy hour in New York City, hosted by Jake and Amir. Great
guests.
Where is
it, Kips Bay?
The AMC Kips in Kips Bay.
Yeah. Lower East Side.
Yeah, it's a caveat. Clinton
Jeff, you
Street.
Should come. You
I'm
going to
be in
NYC.
Paris. I'm going to be in Gabriel.
That's right.
Really?
I'll come for the next live show, though, in May.
That's
well,
cool.
Yeah, ideally, you're probably hosting it or something, so. Don't.
Not the one in New York.
Right. The one,
no,
in,
the one, in,
the
LA.
One in LA is in May.
So wait, the next one in LA is in May?
Yeah.
May 11th.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'll be that one. What's the when's the next one in New York after this one?
TBD.
June?
June, got it.
July.
Yeah. July. It's awesome.
Nice. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Galon.
Allie, what do you got?
Also was going to say HeadGum happy hour, so I'll push past that.
This episode comes out March 31st, we should say.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen,
so I hope
and watch that episode of the HeadGum happy hour.
When it comes out later. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Letterboxd at Allie Khan.
Oh, yeah. Jake?
Pit wall, sure. I deleted all social media. I have nothing to plug.
Do you delete
your
Instagram?
I'm off the grid. Yeah.
Like deleted it?
No, I didn't like cancel my account. I just don't have it anymore. I deleted the app.
Got it. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What's
sorry.
The ETA? Right. What's the ETA on the flowers?
Oh, I was really hoping she said she was going to send a picture, and I really was kind of trying to draw the episode out as long as I could in case she wanted to send it.
Yeah.
She hasn't yet. Granted, it's only been 18 minutes. at Jeffrey Gems on Instagram. And also, let's just, do you guys want to lead us out by all singing together with this song?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Why you sent it to the
one,
chat.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
We
gonna fuck up some rice. Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
All
right. Well, we have to start it over again.
Oh, all right. Okay.
We gonna fuck up some rice.
Burnt rice. Ruined rice. Unapologetic when we fuck up some rice.
Fuck up some rice.
We're gonna ruin some rice. Bet you you'll see char. Bet you you'll burn rice. Bet you too much soy. Bet you you'll soil sand. Cause I feel like burning some rice. I'm in the mood to fuck some rice up. Cause we gonna fuck up some rice.
Okay.
Why did you guys not enjoy that?
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. Why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.